Creation Life Shift. Elaine Shell, and tonight is the paranormal night. So let's clear the date. Here we go. So date today is April 21st, 2017. And here we go. Let's clear the date. So April 21st. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that doesn't feel too bad. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen or on your cell phone, wherever they are. So here we go. Stronger, bringing you peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And if you have a situation going on or physical problem, let's clear that. So releasing the energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's great. And we'll bring our co-host on Ann tonight. So, Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Ron. Good evening and welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. That is Ron Amatron speaking. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. It's a wonderful website full of very much information, very many healings, many of which are free. So if you haven't already gone there, you'll want to do that after our show tonight. We have a lot of questions for Ron, a lot of testimonials that I'm looking forward to reading. Ron, I found it interesting that you cleared the date, and unlike some nights when you clear the date, you said, oh, it didn't seem too bad. And I have to say, it's been feeling, you know, in general, quite peaceful. Are you finding that as well?
I think that, yeah, in a sense of the time is goofy. So I don't know if anybody out the time maybe switching back and forth. I don't know. It just felt strange today. On the old Earth timeline, is where it's probably occurring. I try to always stay on the new Earth. So remember, this is the CLS one, not the one that the New Agers talk about. That one is a replication of the old, just made it new. So that's not on timeline. I don't want to be on timelines at all. So here we go. Let me show you the difference here. So I want to put you all onto the old Earth timeline, and you probably are on it anyway, but you can just see what it feels like. So here we go. I'll count to five to bring you there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it feels kind of yucky to me, looking at it, feeling it like I don't belong here. And now I'll bring you back to the CLS physical timeline in the now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. So you might feel maybe just less pressure around you. You might feel like your body just likes it here better. And the ear may even be fresher. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. And I'll just make a couple of announcements. This Sunday will be the 7-hour healing call, where you can join us on a healing call where you're bilocated for the whole day, just about the whole day, to Creation Lightship for physical healings. If you're new, you'll want to also listen to our radio show tomorrow night at 7 p.m., same time, station 2 on BBS Radio, where there'll be a little sample of what it's, well, not a sample, there'll be a trip, actually, to Creation Lightship, where you can request a physical healing. And if you've not experienced any of Ron's healings live, it's a really good opportunity to do so, to see what it feels like to go back to source energy where you were created and have a healing, which you can do on Saturday night, and then you might want to come on the call on Sunday. So, Ron, it is Friday night, it is paranormal night. So I thought I would start with reading some paranormal related questions, which I don't think there's any shortage of on this planet. Someone just wrote in, so I guess this person has a different opinion than I do. Is there anything weird happening today, Friday? I felt like I was walking sideways in my driveway and then later didn't know what day it was. So that's interesting.
Well, you have to remember, everything happens around this time. I should say date. So all the horrific things from the past that the aliens have done, maybe governments doing weird things or something, always happens around the 20th and 21st. And then naturally, you know, we have, winter and summer solstice and everything else going on, you know, and then, you know, we have June, I think, 21st. Anyway, you have all these dates, 21st, probably quarterly, where they can change things. So very possibly they are rebooting their system now for the new agers who want to go to their new Earth. They've been talking about that. So be careful. You're going to be on some other timeline in the Beyondo. And that's basically it. I know I started the Earth Spirit, in case you're wondering, was taken away from here probably around a year and a half ago, I believe, maybe going on, I'll just say a year and a half, just keeping it very simple. So, and it could even be 2.5 years, but I think it's a year and a half. So it got down to 13%, and I brought it out of here because we first cleaned it off and brought it in, and then it couldn't hold its frequency at all. Aliens were on it, so then from there we took it out. So at 13%, when it was dying, the other parts of it, the 87% is can't be found. So it's probably on the alien buffet table someplace. So all that was left was 13%, and it looked pretty bad. So we just took it out of here, and I put in space holders here. And the space holders don't do anything but hold space. They can't do healings. They are life. So if the aliens try to capture that energy some way, you know, they can't get rid of it. So it just sits there. And so, anyway, from there we brought in the, we switched out. I was in a sense, maybe back in December, I was thinking about having another Earth created. We had the six Earth spirits together from the past of all the creations of the Earth here. And going back to the get-go and got all those spirits online, and they created the new Earth that we have now, which is a CLS physical new Earth, which is what you're probably on right now, what you're feeling. And so that came online, a month ago. So from there, that's where you're able to go to. And then naturally, the New Agers heard about something about the planets doing this, that, and the other, creating this new timeline of awakening, or they always figure out something to bring forward to help people think that they're evolving to a new frequency. And so that's where everybody else is going, because they want to stay in the group, and, you know, they can't really escape from the negativity because they're sucked into it so far. And they think it's great because it's probably nice, warm, fuzzy feelings and everything else. And that's probably the rest of the humans. I don't know if the clones really relate to this or not. I kind of doubt it. And they may just think it's kind of goopy, too, how people are talking about the New Age movement. But that's probably the humans that are here doing that, trying to figure out how to get out of here. And in the process, they go down the rat hole even further. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. I think everyone really enjoys when you talk about what's sort of going on in the world and the universe and the new Earth. And we do have a couple of people writing in about the new Earth. So I hope to be talking more about that tonight and tomorrow night. So I was wondering if we could shift gears into something very interesting a listener sent in about a planet. All, this is very paranormal. All these years, we are taught in school that Saturn is a planet. Now I read that Saturn is a giant UFO. Plus, astrologers say Saturn is the taskmaster, always causing obstacles and restrictions on free will and free choice. And this listener adds, as an aside, sounds to me like Saturn needs to be terminated. And so then he sent in a part of an article. That's the assertion of controversial astronomer Dr. Eduardo Marquez, who has come forward with puzzling photos that appear to bolster the seemingly outlandish claim. New high-definition photos taken by the powerful 2.6-meter telescope at our observatory show windows, cargo bays, and even shuttlecraft-sized saucers going to and from the mammoth vehicle, says Dr. Marquez, who captured the images with the Nordic Optical Telescope in the Canary Islands. Clearly, this is not a natural body, but the creation of intelligent beings. An almost inconceivably huge flying saucer, 74,900,000 miles in diameter. Shockingly, Dr. Marquez claims that NASA has known the truth for decades and is deliberately concealing it from the world. And it looks like a prominent, recently fired news person. There's a clip of that person talking about it. And I just sent it to you, Ron, in case you're interested in looking into it any further. And I think it's interesting in that you have told us that the planets, in a general way, a very real but general way, all the planets can control us, and we need to clear that off. Is there anything you want to add to that, Ron?
I imagine his article is pretty good. It's probably true. If you look at all these things, and then you wonder why. There's something on YouTube or someplace where NASA would hire people, artists, to create the drawings of things to show us as being real. So, I don't believe much of what they talk about, So, anyway, and then watching that video on the astronauts out in space, and they had this, like, rubber door that was, like, flipping around that they're going to close or open up, and it's wiggling and moving around and bending over itself. I mean, you start watching that stuff and just wonder what's going on, So anyway, and then Ron Howard mentioned about how the first the landing on the moon was staged, where he was watching them film the thing. So anyway, that's on YouTube too. So anyway, there's a lot that they try to eat us, in a sense, to make us believe that something's out there that's very nice, or that they went to this place, and who knows. But anyway, I guess back to you. So that would be an interesting thing to look up. And I would imagine if he captured on a telescope, it would probably be true, So back to you.
Okay, and I'll just remind everyone that Ron has the planet-star courting disconnection clearing that is very powerful. And it's just a good idea to get all the planets off of us. And what you can do is, after your name, for instance, we just read something about Saturn, so you could run that clearing doing the first option, which is planet, and just put next to your name Saturn, so you're sure to, get that removed from you. Okay, here's another interesting, I guess, paranormal. I was reading the menu for the Easter holiday at our local family takeout store, and I noticed the dessert they were serving was pumpkin and apple pie. And I thought, this is normally a fall dessert, and it's springtime. Usually you'll see things like strawberries or carrot cake. And then in the front of the store, there was a big display of cans of pumpkin. So maybe the clone got programmed in that it was autumn, and they don't know what to serve in the springtime.
Oh, boy. Yeah, who knows? That's good.
That is very funny. I mean, I totally see the absurdity there. And I wonder what would have happened. Probably this listener didn't want to ask them, but I wonder what they might have said if she'd said, why pumpkin pie in the springtime? Let's see here. I'm just seeing. Okay. I'm trying. We also have a lot of lovely, testimonials about last Saturday's wonderful Spirit in the Box clearing, Ron. But here's another paranormal one. Somebody, a listener, has been, as I think many of us are, playing the Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth that you have recorded for us. And so this listener writes in, since I have been playing this from YouTube, I have had beings asking me to push the buttons all times of the day. Thank you.
Yeah, remember, they can't come in your body. It sounds kind of disconcerting, but remember, they're here just like you are. And if they're able to communicate with you to push that button, that's great. They want to get the heck out of here. So that's very good. And as for paranormal, the movie which I just saw is Ghost and the Darkness. It's very good. It took place in 1896, a true story. And it's about these invisible supernatural creatures that went into two lions that would, hunt people down at night. Oh, anyways, it's a great movie if you want to see that, about something that's supernatural. And they show the grass moving around as these energies are there. And then they would come into the lions at night to take away the people who were in this railroad in Africa. So anyway, it is a true story. And they said they even have, the two lions that they killed. They're in, they were in Chicago, I believe. I guess they stuffed them or something. So probably still have the energy. So anyway, that's at the end of the movie. That's very good. So anyway, I guess kind of back to you.
And I'm sorry, Ron. What was the title of that movie? Was it The Ghost in the Darkness?
That's it, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ghost in the Dark.
Okay.
The British Army wanted to, build a bridge over this one particular river in Africa. Oh, it's a good movie. Back to you.
Okay. I have something to add about movies. We've been watching some older movies lately, and so we got one called Bell, Book, and Candle, which I had no idea what that was about, and it turns out it's about witches and casting spells on people and that kind of thing. And I guess the most disturbing part of it is it kind of glamorizes it. And I thought, oh, I can see, maybe a teenager or something watching that and thinking, ooh, that's fun. Maybe I should try that. So I don't know how popular a movie it was. It's from the 50s. Have you ever seen that, Ron?
Oh, but I'm halfway through watching a movie with Van Diesel, I think, and it's the last witch hunter or something like that. So that one's good too. A lot of good facts in there they talk about, So that one probably was made fairly recently.
I think I'll have to look one up.
The last witch hunter, I think, or something like that. If you type his name in and put that in, I'm sure you'd find it. Oh, back to you.
Okay. So another thing we talk about a lot, Ron, but I guess can never talk about enough, is entities. And we have a question. There seems to be an entity, I guess a type of entity, that wraps itself around a person like two separate fine filaments, one part wants the light and the other part doesn't. People can't tell themselves apart from this entity, and it causes people to be confused and agitated.
Yeah, I would say so. That's, Can't think of the movie that I saw. I watched the movie. It's interesting. Split. And that came through on one of the emails. I thought I would take a look at it. May not be everybody's cup of tea. I think the guy had maybe 20. I think he had 24 personalities, and he kind of captured three young ladies, maybe in high school or something. It's not the neatest thing to see what he did to two of them, but anyway, aside from that, does show multiple personalities, and which are entities. But the 25th entity, the person turned into a shapeshifter, and all of a sudden you're in these extra like veins on his body, in a sense, and he's hopping on walls, running fast, clinging to walls, maybe even the ceiling. So, you know, it does depict what can happen to people. So, anyway, the movie's called Split. You may want to watch it, you may not, but it is interesting for awareness, okay? That's what I would say. So back to you.
Okay, and someone just wrote in, Ron suggested the movie Jupiter Ascending, and I got to watch it. It was really good. Thanks, Ron. That's another one if people are interested.
Yeah, that one's true here, 100% correct. But when you watch that movie is depicting what's happening here.
Okay.
Oh, back to you.
Okay. Oh, and I did want to just talk a little bit more about entities, and there's another entity question. Will shrink wrapping yourself keep entities out of me?
Can't tell. Don't know. I would say probably not. Oh, but probably not.
Right. I do feel when I shrink wrap, I'm more able to stay neutral emotionally and every other way, mentally, or not be mental, so that might help a little. But I just wanted to say that on Ron's website, there is a Whole Life Entity Clearing, and I recommend it very highly. I run it all the time because they're everywhere. Entities are basically ghosts, and they're everywhere. People have them.
And that's what we have. But today, I did an entity call.
Right.
So that's, we do it once a week because they're all around here. And then, on Tuesdays, we have the courting call. But the entity call is very good. It's $20, starts at 5:30 Pacific, and you can get the stuff off of you.
Right. Okay. See what else here we have. Okay, that's a little. Okay, I have some more testimonials, Ron, from the wonderful Spirit in the Box clearing that you did last Saturday. It seems so long ago, but as I suspected, people are going to keep writing in because things keep unfolding for them. So thank you, Ron. Thank you so very much for that needed Spirit out-of-the-box clearing. I have so many testimonies, it is impossible to cover it all here. I felt my spirit merging with my body. I feel very alive. I have been touching my body as if it was for the first time. I feel so alive. I am walking less without a cane. I feel complete and whole. It's so much easier to do the mind a heart drop and be in peace. I am exercising. My thoughts are clear. Every day for several minutes, I am thanking Ron and his creation lightship beings for giving me back my spirit. Ron, you are truly from source energy. Many, many blessings. I cannot thank you and creation lightship enough.
great. Thank you.
Yes, it was a really wonderful call, and we do appreciate everybody writing in. I'm just trying to, okay. So, the other day, I think, as you said, today was the entity clearing special call. And if you haven't been on any of Ron's calls live yet, on weekdays, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, for only $20, Ron has these special live healing calls, and today was the entity clearing. But on another show recently, and I'm not sure now which one it was, it might have been Monday, you actually did an entity release. And you said, I believe you instructed us to put our hand on a certain part of our body that might be bothering us. So someone wrote in, thanks for the entity clearing. There were some new pains, but not bad. I felt like I was tuning into my physical body, and the normal pain I have, in a certain part of their body just went away.
Great.
And I believe, you explained on that show how entities can either cause or exacerbate our pain. Okay, so people are writing in. Thank you. Okay, so someone feedback about the planet cord removal. Someone was taking a trip, and they wished they had their clearings that they could run them because they had a lot of travel issues and computer glitches and messages going to the wrong person, and now they're finally home. And I guess there was some kind of planetary activity that's thought of as being very negative, and I don't want to even bring it up, but I believe this person means to just remind us all that planet cord removal is very helpful when there's activity that you happen to hear about in the sky. Okay. Oh, someone wrote in about something else that people might be interested in watching. It's a new series on Hulu. It's about time travel called 12 Monkeys. They just came back from the future to save a post-apocalyptic Earth. Just saw an ad today, have not seen the show yet. That sounds interesting. And next weekend, if you were unaware already, Ron is going to be at the expo in San Mateo, California. And it's called the New Earth. It's not called the New Earth. Let me just get it. New Living Expo, and that's the 28th through 30th. And we have a couple of questions about that, Ron. And the first one I'll answer, which is you can still send your picture, and your picture can include your pets if you'd like it to, and a $100 donation to Ron. You just click on the PayPal button on creationlightship.com. You will get a receipt back on your email. You forward that to Ron with your picture. He will then print that out and bring it with him to the expo. And at the expo, he sets up the wonderful light chamber where people go into it all weekend and receive source energy and healing light energy. And you will be receiving it. People go in for like 5 or 10 minute sessions, but you'll be receiving it the whole time that the light chamber's on over the weekend. So it's a very powerful, wonderful thing to do. And lots of people have done it at different expos, and we always get wonderful testimonials from them. So somebody has a question. This listener is actually going to the expo, and her question is, would it be better for her to go into the light chamber as many times as possible while she's there, or should she send in her picture, or both?
Well, actually, both would probably be best. So that would that's the best. You could come in and get the unlimited and then still have your pitcher in there. That way it's used all the time. You know, once it's in the chamber, you'll be getting healings too. So it's another way of looking at it, you know. But, yeah, it'd be nice to see you at the expo. And a lot of people have commented on when their pitcher's in there, they actually feel the energy wherever they're located, you know, and having some healing work done. So if you are going to be sending in your pitcher, what you may want to do during that weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is to put your pitcher up in front of your computer monitor, leave it on, and have the light beam up. And that way it'll also transfer the energy from the light chamber, the pitcher where you are, also to your pitcher that you have in the light chamber. So that's very good. So back to you.
Okay. So more about entities. This is a little sort of about entities, but in the past, Ron, you've explained about how some people might be or may have had entity babies, and someone's asking if you could explain what that is again.
Well, let's see. That's a one-night stand, and the lady gets pregnant typically, and the entities got together. Maybe you're out bar hopping or something, and lo and behold, after that event of seeing that person in your bedroom or whatever, you know, you got conceived. And this entity baby pops out. So you didn't want it, but the entity wanted it. Okay? Entities could come into the male and the female. And lo and behold, you have this entity baby that, you know, maybe the woman never wanted, but now she has it. Maybe the person is gone completely out of her life from the one-night stand, and that's it. So that's an entity baby. The entities got two people together to bring forth a child, and then they probably go into that child after it's born, because now they have a host. So there you go. Entities are creating a baby so they can go into that baby and have a host automatically for a lifetime. Back to you.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay, someone has a question. Again, Ron has a YouTube channel, which if you haven't checked it out, there's a lot of wonderful videos on there. It's Ron Amatron is the name of it. And that's where, if you haven't found it, that's where you will find the Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth. So someone has a question. You have another healing called Alien Life Form Light Infusion Process, and they want to know if they are the same thing.
No, they're not. Completely different. The alien to light clearing puts light into the alien to make them human. And the body that they have now becomes a body with light, created from light, and they get a spirit. So that's what that one's about. The help enslaved alien gets the aliens out of here. So back to you. And we do have one for clones, too, to bring clones into the light. So if you happen to think, gee, you know, since the clones are running rampant here now, since, starting, we'll say, in the year of 2013, maybe the person that you're with or married to is now a clone. So you go, wow, this person is different and they're cloned out. How do I fix that? Well, you could do the clone to light clearing. And that could help. So back to you.
Okay. Someone just wrote in tonight about the spirit in the box. Did the spirit in the box clearing, and my roommate says I look 10 years younger. Thank you.
Wow, that's cool.
Good. Yeah, that's very cool. Well, if you haven't had too much spirit in you and then all of a sudden you do, you're bound to look better.
Yeah, and the people who have had more whole lifetime clearings will be the ones that really benefit from the spirit in the box, because spirit can only come into you if the densities are taken away. So the spirit that we retrieve, whoever's on the call, your spirit is on the new earth, but can that spirit come into your body? Well, it depends on how many clearings you've had to clean out your densities. And so it's still waiting to probably come into you if you haven't did any clearings or very few. So the more you do, the better you're going to feel, because your spirit will be able to come into that judgment energy, the blockages, whatever word you want to use there, negativity. And it's all the energy of darkness that the aliens gave you. So another way of stating it is that whenever you have a thought, that creates darkness in your body. And it doesn't matter if it's a positive thought or negative thought, it's still a thought. And your body now is contaminated, and your spirit has to leave that location where that thought is stored. That, you could say, is judgment. And so when you do the clearings, you start automatically releasing these. The pre-clearings, and there's 16 of them, probably will not help you at all, maybe 1% get more spirit into you. But those are all designed for external forces coming to hit you, like a attack stuff in a sense. We'll say alien stuff coming from the beyond, though, to you. The other clearings that from the website, your body clearing, and that's to get rid of your internal problems that you have. That's passed on to you by your ancestors. Well, the ones passed on by your ancestors are what you must clear in order to be on the physical new earth to be able to enjoy that. And you're going to be walking into play both of those energies, the old earth and the new earth. And they'll be probably being switched out off and on according to what you're going through in your life. The more clearings you have had, the more you're going to feel that new earth energy and its peace. Well, back to you.
Okay, yes. I had another question about the new earth. I'll have to find that in a minute. But back to entities. My cat looks off in the room at the wall or ceiling and stares at it for a long time. I sense he is seeing entities. Also, the lore is cats can see into other realms. And lighten the energies in the house and protect you at night when you are asleep.
Yeah, I think the cat is looking into other dimensions. Remember, the other dimensions would be like going to the movie theater and you're walking down the hallway. What show do you want to see? Which show do you want to engage with to be part of that script? That's the different dimensions and how they copy and paste you. You could say that's like your, you know, the timelines that you're living on would be that movie set, okay? So you have a problem with something on in your life, well, or are you going into to be in that movie? That's why you do timeline crashing. Get away from that. So the cat, I think, is all those energies that's there, doing different timelines. Back to you.
Right, I knew a man that had an older cat, and she would just walk around kind of meowing, stop, look around, and he just calmly would say, oh, she's seeing into other dimensions. He knew.
Anyhow, but the YouTube, if it's still up, the barking cat, you can see entities on that were adopt them into a cat, and the cat's barking. That's kind of trippy. Just typed in barking cat, and it should for you, I believe. So, back to you.
Okay. Here's something really paranormal, Ron. I noticed the other day that my eyes are blue. They have been brown all my life. Could this be a beginner alien cloner who did this?
Well, I would the way to look at it. So... No. I guess they got to get that phrase, too, you know. Must be full of something if your eyes are brown, so maybe you got to release. Hint with that to you.
Okay. I have another spirit-in-the-box testimonial. As I am integrating the spirit-in-the-box call, I am increasingly solid, stable, and whole. I am calm and unified in myself. As my spirit comes in, old gunk has been releasing from my cells to make room. I am assimilating more light at a steady rate.
That does sound correct, because your spirit, as you had clearings in the past, your spirit now can energize, come into you when those blockages are available or released from you, so it can come into you. Your spirit is not going to be like a bulldozer to take stuff out of you, except for you to do, because it can't come into darkness. So it's finding ways to come in. Because of what you had in the past, you didn't have no spirit in your body to cover all the territory. But your spirit, can come in, but it's not necessarily going to do a complete healing on you. It's just going to hold space. And by holding that space in you, you're going to be at peace. And that's sort of the way it works. You know, we talked about space holders and people. Somebody mentioned that on the last PBS show, I think. So the space holder just that it holds space, so you don't get more contaminated. So your spirit is just there to give you peace, and you should actually feel more solid. I get a way of stating it, and also you're going to feel probably a little heavier. Back to you.
Okay. Here's an interesting observation someone had. Since I've been doing all of my whole life unlimited clearings over again with spirit and physical next to my name, it now takes 15 minutes to do the new earth transfer question. Now, I've been doing a lot of healings too today, and running the new earth transfer in mine is still taking 1 minute. So I don't think anything's changed with it, Ron. Am I correct there?
I don't think anything changed, no.
So that must be some setting in your computer. I don't know, but maybe you just need a refresh or something, because it just today was taking me only 1 minute. But then they go on to say, thanks for the tip for putting physical and spirit next to my name. Wow, and I agree. I'm writing my name in time and out of time, spirit, doing them over. And then once I've done, let's say I ran the emotional healing like that, then the next time I run the emotional healing, I'm putting in my name in time and out of time, body and spirit. And that seems to be working really well. Okay. Wow, people are writing in during the show. Thank you. Okay, I heard that the more one is cloned, the more their spirit is split. For instance, if one was cloned a certain number of times, one spirit would be split that same number of times.
Well, I don't understand that question. So, remember, a true clone has no spirit, number one, okay? They'll probably have very bright eyes. Now, if you're talking about in a cloned human, then, yeah, each time you're switched out every 10 minutes, and a new you comes in, that's when the programmer, we're talking about that a little bit ago, they used to have brown eyes, now they're blue. Maybe the programmer made a mistake or something. And then from there on, it will change and be that color because, blueprint of you with blue eyes are passed on to the next race. So every 10 minutes, you're a different you. And they do duplicate a little piece of your spirit for each body that you have. Oh, and that's all from the dung pile. Well, back to you.
Okay. Now, when we were talking about the spirit in the box clearing, and you explained that now our spirit is going to be more in our body, and you said if we had put space holders in our bodies previously, we could command that they leave and now command that our own spirit fill in those places. So someone is asking for you to remove the space holders from us, but that isn't necessary, Ron. Am I correct about that? We can just command them ourselves.
Yes, you can release them yourself, yeah.
Right.
So I talked about space holders a long time ago because that's what I had to put in the earth here, the old earth, because there was no spirit in it. And I probably even talked about that a long time ago before that. Well, space holder is used when you have maybe a situation going on where your spirit will not come into that area because there's too much pain or something. But you can bring in a space holder so nothing will come into you. Let's just say that you have, a knee problem. We'll just use that, and it's painful to you. Well, your spirit's not going to come in there because it can't deal with pain. Doesn't know the darkness. Well, doesn't know the darkness, it's not going to go there. That was pretty smart. So, you go, well, geez, I got pain in my knee, and it's always hurting when I walk, and my spirit's not there. Now it's drawing entities. And so what can you do about that? Well, you could do your whole lifetime entity clearing because you probably had a problem echo with your knee. You didn't know about it. So you clean that out of you. And then you could even put in space holders there so that entities may not feast off of that, They still could feel and come into your energy field on the outside of you with the pain, but they probably won't attach and come into your body. That's just an idea. But that's what a space holder only just, it doesn't do any healing. It just has light there. Does the light do a healing by being light? Possibly, but typically it's just there to hold space. Can't command it to do anything. So for your spirit, you could command it to do things if it's able to come into that area. Actually, if you have a knee problem, you command your spirit to go there to help you and go, adios amigos, man. Doesn't matter if you command me or not. I'm not going into darkness, not going into pain, not going into trauma, not going into anything that it doesn't know. All it knows is light. So it's not going to go there regardless of how much you command and do whatever else you do, because it just can't. Back to you.
Okay. Would you say that some of us might still have our spirits integrating into our bodies at this point, or do you think it's kind of complete now?
I'd say it's probably pretty much complete. The catch-up is not that you need a catch-up, it's that your body time to integrate. And so I would say by now everything's completed and your spirit's coming into you according to how many clearings you have had that are the densities. Well, it takes a while for your body to heal itself, okay, with getting rid of those blockages. Your spirit can come in. So if you had a clearing in the past, your spirit... by not having all your spirit energy with you, I don't want to use the word all. You probably gained maybe, as I look at people, probably have the 1.5 to 2% of your spirit with you, what you had when you first came here. What you had before that was way less than 1%. So even though you're feeling really charged up and stuff, you don't have all of your spirit, but you have much more. What you had before. So I don't want to use all your spirit because that would not be telling you the truth. But the spirit will come into you as you release blockages because it's waiting to come in. We saved a lot of it. But the most you probably have is that. And you may, maybe you only gained, 0.5%. And, the other maybe 1% or so is still waiting to come into you because it can't come in. You got to do your clearings to have it, reunite with you. So this is like a body-spirit integration. It's up to you to clean yourself out, not up to your spirit because it doesn't know darkness. Can't do anything for you with that. It didn't make you think to cause your problems or make you have active DNA. It doesn't know about that either. There's no DNA on the new earth. There's no chakra system. There's no nothing there. It's just peace energy. Well, back to you. Remember the chakra system the aliens gave you so they could come into your body, know everything about you and go into all of your body energies. Pretty sneaky.
Right. Now, Ron, I was just going to ask you if you could possibly do a clearing, you know, something we might need, and you kind of checked in on us all. I feel you've told us in the past whenever we're on a show, we're in the now, and we're really connected to source energy, which is great. Would you say that while we're listening to your shows, we're on the CLS New Earth?
Well, it all depends how much you've cleaned yourself out. So a newbie listening, if they didn't have any clearings, they will not be on the new earth. Remember, it's up to you to clean these energies out of your body, get rid of the darkness so that your spirit can come into you, and that's only available to you on the new earth. So your spirit will not come into you unless you go to the new earth. It doesn't exist here any longer. Safe haven for your spirit, much like the earth transport clearing. That's for your body. Here's for your spirit. So as you start cleaning yourself out more and more, then as you go into the energy, you're there automatically having your spirit unite with your body. And you feel better. You're actually walking in two worlds at once. I don't want to give the impression to people that all of a sudden, as they were in the spirit and the box thing, they're now going to be on the new earth forever, and they don't go into the old one. No. No, you're walking in both realms. And you will know the difference, because the new earth is peaceful. Remember, when that phone rings and somebody's upset with you, no longer on the new earth. You're in the old earth in duality. Back to you.
Okay, is there a sample clearing, Ron, that perhaps you could do for us tonight? Is there anything you can see that, in general, we might need?
I'll just do one for joints here. We do this on a lot of the calls that we have, so to release some tension out of your joints. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. There we go. Back to you.
Okay. Question, Ron. I have been running Fukushima timeline crashes ever since Ron said to. Should I keep running them?
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt.
Okay.
So remember, work on yourself too, but if you have a way to do that, maybe at another computer, couldn't hurt. Remember, the Fukushima energy is not on the new Earth, but you're still living in the old one where it is, okay? The new earth, physical, is everything is in peace. Not going to find any disruptions there, no earthquakes or anything else going on. Radiation doesn't exist there. It wasn't created by source energy. Oh, there you go. Another way of stating that, so the nuclear stuff that we're dealing with here, that's not from source energy. That's from the darkness. Aliens. The scientists, since they were working in the law of cause and effect of consciousness, gave them all these inventions to do to cause us harm. And naturally, follow the money, and somebody got rich on it, you know? And that's the way it works. So back to you.
Okay. And several people have written in asking, Ron, if you have any update regarding what's happening with special forces and the different things that have been happening on the planet lately. Is there anything there you can share with us?
Not at this time, no.
Okay. Okay. Another testimony about the spirit in the box. I feel so much better from the spirit in the box. I really do feel that I have more spirit in me. And on Sunday, my joint pain and movement has improved very much. Thanks, Ron.
Great.
Yes, I think people keep getting really good. And someone else wrote in to say, since that clearing last Saturday, they feel like a teenager. So that's really wonderful.
Yeah, that's great.
And we also tonight have several questions about timeline crashes. So if you are new and you're just starting to do timeline crashes, please send an email so that we can write back to you from clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send you out a sort of instruction sheet on how to do them. We've talked about it so many times on these radio shows. I'll just briefly say that Ron has said that mostly it takes 5 minutes to clear a timeline, and he has a list at the top of the timeline crashes that I believe goes to 20, and there is a way to do it differently so that you don't have to sit there and change it every 5 minutes. And so we've written up this, I guess you'd say, protocol, and we're happy to send it out to anyone who would like the information. So I'll just say briefly, what we do is uncheck that box on the timeline crash so you don't worry about those numbers 1 through 20, and you write after your name, crash all timelines consecutively, all parts, and then the light beings clear you from one timeline after another, after another, after another. So I'll just say that much, at least on the radio. Okay.
Very good.
Okay, here's another. This person's writing in to just say doing the spirit body clearing on the whole life clearings that we just talked about. So they've gone through all their whole life clearings now, and clearing my spirit this way has been uplifting and freeing. Add spirit clearing to all your clearings so you can heal yourself, then send them to the new earth transport. That's right. Thank you, listener. Great reminder. Oh, and someone is asking, Ron, you have given us, really, it's like giving us a set of free healings to do on our whole life clearings, and someone was asking if they should do it on the death barcode.
I don't think on the death barcode might have one or two with your spirit, so I wouldn't think it's that necessary. You know, it could help, but you know, you're not going to, you know, have a whole bunch of those on there. Only if the aliens want to try to kill your spirit. You know, by all means, you want to do your spirit barcode. If something happens, they try to steal your spirit off this planet of the old Earth. And, you know, that's what they did last year when Jesus was here. They took everybody on planet, took you sideways, and brought you back when ascension time was over. Nobody knew the difference because you're still living on a holographic, reality planet like you are now when you're on the old Earth. It's the same exact thing. Because you're not here. Now remember, when you have these own replica bodies, you are living in a hologram. And that hologram is what you're living every 10 minutes. It gets changed on you. And that's the difference with the new Earth versus what you've been living. Like I said, you're only real about 3 hours out of each month. Hopefully you're real when you're awake. That's when you have all of your inspiration or, you want to do something exciting, and then you fizzle out the next because you're being cloned out as a cloned human every 10 minutes. But they need your bones, skeleton, and your GPS location so that they know where to attach these clone replicas to. So you're not floating out in space with your clone replica body. You're grounded to the Earth through the grid lines that the about fourth in the ley lines. Remember, the aliens gave you grid lines. Planet has a natural ley lines, but they're basically very, very similar. So, back to you.
Okay. Ron, what about, I was thinking about the soul family disconnection clearing. Wouldn't it be good to put our name and Clear Spirit and run that through one time?
Yeah, I guess you could try that, yeah. I was just thinking there may be people out there, maybe you'll have a dog or cat or something, and maybe they're getting a little bit older. Well, possibly. So let me just talk about that. So I think most people who have pets and animals, they have a location where that dog or cat sleeps. And it's probably been there for years, okay, wherever that would be, okay? You may want to change that location because that grid line slash ley line could be harming the animal and making it go downhill quicker. So you may want to move it over to a different room or different spot in the room. I don't know how dogs may take it easily. Cats have, you can't hurt cats at all. But anyway, possibly they might find another location. But you may try that if you have an elderly, an older animal. You may want to relocate it into a different location so that that particular location point, that GPS location where they're tagging it, they can't tag it any longer. And maybe that could be a detrimental thing for them, including yourself. You want to change locations, maybe in your bedroom or move stuff around a little bit, just to see if you feel better because they're pinning you, And you know you're being pinned if you get pinpricks in your feet and legs. You go to sleep, starting to go to sleep, and your legs bounce up in the air 3 inches, or you get this awful pain in your body. Well, they found you. So you want to maybe get a different location. How's the time doing, Ann?
It's almost time to say goodbye, Ron. Let me just check here. I know we have until 5 after. It's pretty much 5 after. So, wow, I still have a lot of emails I didn't get to, but that's fine. We will get to them. So thank you all for writing in and for listening. And remember, there's another show tomorrow night on BBS Radio Station 2 at 7 p.m. And thank you, Ron.
Same time, same station. They used to say with the Casey Kasem in L.A. there, I think it was a KLOS or something like that. Be there or be square in the old days. It'd have been a different video, but anyway. So let's do the mind to heart drop. And here we go. And in your spirit out loud, take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. Counting from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. Blessings. And you have till Tuesday, send me a picture of yourself and the donation for $100 for the light chamber for next weekend. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. Good evening.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.